it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I just want to thank our board of directors, our chairman here, John Dandies, who helped with the vision of this project and the hard work toward execution. Also, Marco Sircone, Andy Davis, John Rumschick. Who else did I see here? Can't forget him.
You can't forget Jim Egan.
Jim Egan's here.
Right.
Also, our elected officials. We have New York State Assembly Majority Leader, Crystal Peoples Stokes. Deputy County Executive, Lisa Shimura. Buffalo Common Council member, Zanetta Everhart. And Walt Cook, representing Congressman Tim Kennedy. Our project partners, Carmina Wood Design, you'll hear from them in a couple of minutes, Buffalo Construction Consultants, and Shea's staff. The combination of the three of them has been extraordinarily effective. The chemistry, the working together, the teamwork, meeting every other week just to update and discuss any problems that would arise were solved right away. It's a design build concept, and they just did a great job. Carmina Wood Design, Buffalo Construction Consultants, and the Shays dedicated staff. I must tell a story. Robert Brunschmidt is here, and you'll notice there's a change. The lounge used to be over here. So the very first meeting that we had, Robert said, this is a crazy idea. But what if we just flip the lounge from this side to that side? Well done, Robert. The subcontractors, Iroquois Bar, Danforth, Fry Electric, Kent Fry is here. No one individual has been more helpful, not only in this project, but before, and just demonstrated a great commitment to this project and to the entirety of the Shays Performing Arts Center. Kent Fry. Kent, thank you very much. Gypsum Systems, Conley Casework, our J&R Specialties, Colvin Draperies, Jen's Glass, Ulrich Signs, Finer Finish of Western New York, and GP Flooring Solutions. As I said, we started off here with a very simple and straightforward premise, and that is how do we enhance the patron experience here at Shays 710. We've increased the usable square footage by 30%. You'll see a reconfiguration just to maximize highest and best use throughout the entirety of the space. And as I said, this has been a team effort. The Shays staff has been extraordinary in getting us prepared for this day, as well as our contractors as well. So I will first introduce Steve Carmina of Carmina Wood Design. As I said before, and he asked me to say it again, he's the charismatic leader of that organization. And Carmina Wood, before they were a design firm, they were a Beatles song. Steve Carmina.
I always wanted to be a Beatles song. You know, the other part of that story with Robert on flipping, we were just talking about it, and flipping the bar over to the south side of the building was, I thought, well, you know, since we've taken the shackles off of it, how about if we just demolish the second floor? And we all sit around the table, it was quiet for about 10 seconds, and Brian said, yeah, let's do that. So that's the reason why you have that two-story space in there. So, and that was really the secret of this project, is that having a client totally open to every idea and willing to invest in their infrastructure to create the best space possible for the public and for the patrons of this theater is of such importance. This is going to be just a long-running piece of architecture in the city and is going to serve as, I think, one of the nicest lounges in downtown Buffalo. initially, because I don't write a script, I was going to talk about this February being the 25th anniversary of our firm, and that we've had the fortunate experiences of working on many transitional and transformational projects in this city, and this is one of them. You know, this is something that we're endeared to, our staff is. They've all worked very hard, working with BCC, working with the team at Shays and 710, Randy Kramer, and really trying to fulfill those needs for the long term is what we do and is what we celebrate. Our firm has always been a teaching firm. You know, the people that worked on this project and led this project started as interns in our firm. And now they're responsible for this. So I'm an emotional guy. I'm gonna invite Brad Everdyke up to the podium, the project architect. I want to recognize Todd Piotrowski, Rachel, my partner Pam Stratiff. Team effort right to the end. People were putting books on the shelves, putting furniture out this weekend. Brad Everdyke.
Thank you very much, Steve. Again, I'm Brad Everdyke with Carmina Wood Design. I was the project architect for this project. You know, and obviously it's never a one-man show. So, of course, as Steve said, Steve Carmina, Pam Stratiff, Todd Piotrowski, you have Rachel Crane here, amongst others who have, you know, played a pivotal role in this project. As Brian mentioned, the goals of this project were twofold. First, to re-envision the patron experience of Shays 710 Theater. I'm sure we've all been here and been to shows here, and we were all familiar with a little bit cramped lobby space. And second was to manifest a physical representation of Shays and Brian Higgins' bold vision for the future of Buffalo's theater district and its downtown. And to be frank, I believe we've achieved those goals. To begin our design process, we established a guiding principle. The theater experience begins before the curtain rises. The moment you see the lights on the marquee, that's when it begins. Our design is rooted in honoring the legacy of Shays Buffalo, while simultaneously creating a design that is uniquely 710, one that reflects the building's modernist expression and performance history while offering a glimpse of the future. The new dynamic and cohesive spaces create boundless opportunity for creativity, learning, and connection. This renovation fortifies 710's role as a gateway to the theater district and to downtown Buffalo. As Steve mentioned, the execution of a project like this in less than a year would not have been possible without our partners at Buffalo Construction Consultants, Pete Deckert, Elliot, Brandon, all boots on the ground. The pace and precision with which BCC delivered a project of this complexity, which you'll see in a moment, is remarkable. It is a testament to what is possible when a multidisciplinary team is unified in their passion, in their vision, and in their commitment. If this is possible in 10 months, I cannot wait to see what we will accomplish together as we work to bring the next chapters of Shays' vision to life. Today, as we celebrate this milestone, we are excited to reintroduce Buffalo to Shays 710 Theater. Thank you. And it is my pleasure to introduce Pete Deckert from BCC.
Thank you, Brad. Good morning. I'm Pete Deckert with Buffalo Construction. I'm humbled to speak today alongside leadership from Shays and Carmina Wood Design. Since the outset, we've felt a strong responsibility to get this project right. In addition to delivering for the team at Shays, it's been about delivering an important community project for our friends and our neighbors. As you've heard, our collective task of delivering this project on the schedule for Curtains Up 2025 was a major challenge. And the success of challenging initiatives like this one, they all come down to the team. And here at 710 Theater, we've got exactly what it takes. We've got a good team. What we've accomplished together is remarkable. There were many milestones, there were many deadlines to hit to deliver the project on time and also maintain Shays' performances in the evening throughout the project. And like all projects, there were challenges, and the key to the success was this team never flinched. Everyone did what they said that they would do. The entire team, Shays, Carmina Wood Design, our team at BCC, and the subcontractors. It's been impressive, and it's been a rewarding team to be a part of. So quickly, two members of the BCC team I'd like to specifically acknowledge. So 6 months ago, we were here for the groundbreaking, and we talked about this great plan that we had. We had this great plan, and that was true. And the most important thing about a great plan is that you've got the team on the ground to execute it. And our team was led by project manager Elliot Yerge, project superintendent Brandon Reel. They've done a great job. You know, they led the construction phase, and along with our contractor partners, we wouldn't be here without them. So in summary, this is an important project. It's been a really fun project to work on. We've got a great team. We're proud to be a part of it. Thank you very much. So I'm now introducing Robert Brumschmidt. Robert.
Good morning, everyone. I'm thrilled to be here today. It's been an incredible journey to get to this place. We, in addition to having this very exciting debut of the lobby and lounge, on our stage tonight is the opening night of Dream Girls, which will be the inaugural production. I'm gonna give a shout out to lead producer Nakia Campbell, who made it all possible with a creative and production team. But it's gonna be extraordinary. And at this time, we are ready to show off our new space. So I would like to invite our friends from the media to head over to our ribbon cutting location. And I'd like to invite our board members and elected officials to walk the red carpet, please. So everybody, project partners, board members, elected officials, please head down the red carpet. Media partners in front of the red ribbon. All right. I'd also like to recognize our board member, Sue Staple, who has joined the occasion today. We are in position and we are ready to go, ladies and gentlemen. So, 3, 2, 1. Welcome to the new Shea 710 Theater.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.